The organization of the cassette stacks here in Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness is forever ongoing. About 93.6% are filed by year. Now I have to line them up by date and month. That way, I can upload new content that's as close to their original date as possible, which I think will be kind of fun. Until that happens, it will be the usual hodgepodge of dates, with some, like episode 28, and this one, number 29, airing the way I just mentioned, close to their original dates. I will have to start that process again when I receive another supply of tape loot. For now, though, we are rich with comedy gold here in the vault. Please continue to like, subscribe, share, and comment. Also, check out the email info in the description box below on how to purchase a copy of my children's book, Bows on Bears and Ties on Tigers. Okay, this is the Dumb Birthday Game from March 29th, 1992. The players are Mike in Medford, who's a first-time player, the hot-blooded Ruth, the very talkative Lisa in New Hampshire, who happens to be Dave Currier's wife, Dave being the other half of Linda and Dave, who wrote and recorded Norm's theme songs, the wonderful Norma from Boston, I'm producing and playing, and we have Russ Gannon in traffic. Birthdays being celebrated: Eugene McCarthy, Eileen Heckart, British Prime Minister John Major, Jennifer Capriati, John McLaughlin, Ed Marinaro, which prompts an extensive career retrospective discussion on Nancy Walker. Don't ask, just listen. Rhea Perlman, and we close with Marlon Brando. Jack Benny, by the way, times two, returns from the dead here to haunt Lisa. There's a point here where Norm regrets attending an event. The WBZ box office promotes the BSO's Salute to Symphony with Seiji Ozawa and Boston Pops conductor John Williams. And the madness closes with an AccuWeather forecast accompanied by piano and hiccups.
Birthday game. Everybody knows.
You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game.
Play the dumb birthday game.
Okay, it's America's favorite game, ladies and gentlemen. Higher, I think, in ratings, as I recall, since looking at the last polls, than Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune. It's the dumb birthday. I don't know what I'm saying. Why don't we just shut up and introduce some members of the panel who'll be playing the game. I mentioned the names of well-known people who were born on this date, which, of course, as you know, would be March 29th, who were born on this date. We guess to see how old they are. That's the basic premises. However, we do usually get engaged in some conversation that's really hilariously funny and provocative and interesting, and it certainly makes the dumb birthday game something a little less than nauseous. Thank you. Okay. With us today playing the game will be Mike, who's in Medford. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Norm.
Thank you for joining us. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you, too.
Is this your first crack at this?
First crack.
Hey! That's really good. Well, you'll have a good time. We all have swell time. And whenever you're hungry or anything, do go to the hors d'oeuvre table and help yourself.
Will do.
Okay. Here's Ruth, who's not with us for the first time.
Hi.
But we're glad to have her with us.
I just woke up and I heard you said you needed me. So here I am.
I did. I needed you. I needed a hot-blooded woman, Ruth.
Oh, and I went to see the Mambo Kings tonight, so it's okay.
You recommend the movie?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Good music and funny in the background. One time, you know, I was a record promoter in the old days, and they played one of my first records that I ever worked on, Shaboom.
Oh, you worked on Shaboom.
Shaboom and G by the Crows. The Chord Cats by Shaboom, the rock and roll version, the rhythm and blues version. And that's how the crew cuts got started. Someone ran to the phone and said, Boston has a big hit called Shaboom, and we should get the crew cuts, this unknown group, to record it, and they did, and there you are. That's the whole story.
That is such a magnificent story. I'd like to buy
but
the movie rights.
I'm on today. It was very good, and the fellow who plays his brother, whose name I don't know, is very. The music is really good, too. It's a good movie. Not great, but good.
Okay. Here's Lisa, who's up in... Where in New Hampshire are you, Lisa?
Hi, how are you, Norm?
Hi, welcome. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Of David and Linda?
I'm sorry, say them? Say that again?
David and Linda, who write the theme songs for you.
Yes?
Yes, I'm David's wife, Lisa.
Oh, okay, Lisa, that's great. I'm delighted to have you. And say hello to David for me,
too,
and thank him again, because
he's got a new one for you, Norm.
Really?
Yes, they do.
What is that? Is that a theme or?
It's a theme. It's a new theme.
Just a general theme. Well, isn't that nice? That's really great. Appreciate that.
Well,
are they doing well? Is the Linda's League doing well?
They're doing good.
Okay.
It's been a little tough, you know. It's hard, you know, nowadays keeping up with the band and everything. But they're doing good.
Oh, that's good. I'm pleased. Norma's with us, too. We have another lady, another woman.
Oh, we're going to play the dumb birthday game?
Yeah, Norma's going to play the dumb birthday game with us. How you doing, Norma?
I'm doing fine.
I'm not
Are we outnumbering the men for a change?
What's that, please?
Are us ladies outnumbering the men for a change?
Let's see. What are you are or not? Let's see. There are 1, 2, 3 ladies. No, 3 men. Actually, it's kind of an even thing.
And yeah, even if you don't win, it's a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. And even if you do win, you win a tacky prize that isn't worth anything.
Hey, I won a couple of prizes, and they were not tacky. They were very, very nice.
Okay. Yes, Lisa.
What do we have to do? Guess the ages?
Just the ages. I'll tell you who was born on this day, and you just tell me how old you think they are.
All right.
Okay, Tony is with us, of course, Tony.
I talked to Tony.
Yeah, Tony Nesbitt is our producer. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
He's very nice.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Tony, you're all set to play the game now?
Yes, I've got my crib sheet in front of me.
You came in only second yesterday.
Right. But I swept the weekend last week.
No, you've done very well, all in all, I would say, very, very well.
So let's stop talking about it before I go down in flames.
And we have Russ Gannon. And Russ, nice to have you with us again.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. I haven't had a good round in quite some time.
Who's Russ?
Hey, Lisa, you going to talk to this whole thing?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. No, this is Russ. Russ Gannon. Russ reports traffic for us, and of course, at this time of the morning, as you know, traffic is backed up everywhere. It's really severe.
Nice to meet you, Russ.
Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, here's the first birthday. It's a former senator from Minnesota, Eugene McCarthy, who was a candidate for president in 1968 and is also on the candidate for president today. He's one of the Democratic candidates for president. Okay, Eugene McCarthy. Let's start with Mike and ask Mike, how old do you think Eugene McCarthy is on this very day?
Well, I'm going to take a lucky guess here, Norm. And I'm going to go with 49.
49 for Eugene McCarthy, okay. I want to tell you that he ran for president last time was in 1968. And you have to be 35 in order to be president. So if you want to upgrade that just a little bit, that would be okay. You want to stick with 49. Okay, Ruth, how old do you think Eugene McCarthy would be today?
You're funny.
Well, let's see. In 1968, if he were 35 in 68 when he first ran for president, let's see, how old would that make him today? He would.
I think he's about 72.
72.
One more guess.
Okay. You want to take another guess, Mike?
Yeah, one more.
Okay. We'll allow you this because this is your first crack at it.
Thank you.
So go ahead.
I'm 75.
What a difference.
Wow.
From 49 to 75. He aged and got wrinkles right before your very eyes. Lisa, what do you think? How old is Eugene McCarthy?
I would say probably 78.
Probably 78, says Liz. Lisa?
Yes.
And Norma, what do you say?
I was going to say 81. I'm probably way off. I hope not.
Well,
81.
81, okay. And Tony?
70. Oh, should I say it? 76.
76.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, okay.
There we go.
That's right. She's taking the place of Jack Hart, who would have said that. And Russ, what do you think?
Now, that was the fine senator from Minnesota, correct?
That's correct.
I met him not too long ago, but I don't know his age. So
he didn't tell you because he usually tells people right off.
He said, but I can't recall, so I'll say...
He says usually says, hello, I'm Senator, the former Senator Gene McCarthy, and he tells you his age.
68.
You say 68. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, let us check and see how old he actually is. And that is exactly how old Eugene McCarthy is. He is 76 years old today. That means that Tony said 76, but a lot of you were very, very close.
I said 78.
Close.
Yes, you did. And Mike said 75, so he was very, very close.
Wow.
Yeah. But
don't remember what I said, okay, Norm?
You said 81. Well, you weren't that far off. You weren't that far off, Norm.
Quite a bit.
No, okay, 76 years old. Let's start. Eileen Heckart, who's the actress, very good actress. Eileen Heckart, yeah.
Eileen Heckart,
yes.
Eileen. What was she in?
Yeah. She's been in a number of things, including wasn't she in with Goldie Hawn in the Private Benjamin?
Yes, she played the drill sergeant.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's right.
Okay.
Also, she was in a number of Mary Tyler Moore sketch shows. She was a foreign correspondent who Lou Grant had a crush on.
Okay.
Remember that?
Right,
she was in that too.
Yeah.
Excellent actress. And she was also in a play, William Inge play, called Dark at the Top of the Stairs. I think she was in that. But anyway, you know from the other things. We'll start with Russ Gannon. How old would you say Eileen Heckart is today?
Well, wasn't that Eileen Brennan who was in Private Benjamin?
Son of a gun, I think you're right, and you ruined everything.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're right, yes. However, it was Eileen Heckart who was.
Was that Eileen Dover who was in the Mary Tyler Moore Show as the foreign correspondent?
She's married to Eugene McCarthy.
Gee, I don't know.
I didn't mean to start that.
I would say she is.
Well, no, hold on just a minute. I haven't asked you yet, Lisa. We're starting with Russ.
Lisa's adrenaline is pumping.
She's all excited. She's excited about the game.
That's right.
Okay, now we're going to ask Russ, first of all, how old he thinks Eileen Heckart is, since he's the only one who seems to know who she is.
I know who she is.
No, I don't know who she is. I know who Eileen Brennan is. I think Lisa's got talk show host potential, though.
That's right.
Really.
Go ahead, Russ. How old do you think she is? And we'll just turn Lisa's mic off for a while.
I'm sorry.
I'll say 57.
57, okay. You know, as I turn the microphone off and it's become deathly still. Tony, what do you say?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with
62.
Hold on, Lisa. No, wait till I ask you. Wait till I ask you now.
Okay, Lisa,
it's Tony's turn now. How old would you say, Tony?
Well, going on that assumption, I'll have to say 61.
All right.
Norma, what do you think?
I have no idea. I'm going with 54.
54 for Eileen Heckart. Okay, now it's your turn, Lisa. And you said 62?
62.
Okay. Ruth, what do you think?
I think 58. Is Lisa a friend of Wolfie's?
What? Oh, no, I don't mean to be rude. I'm sorry.
Okay, Mike, what do you say?
Hello, Norm?
Yes, hello.
All right, I'm going with my mother's guess here.
Oh, is your mother awake now?
Yep.
And what does she say?
All right, she says 73.
73?
Yep.
Okay. Right. Okay, let's check and see how old Eileen Heckart actually is. Eileen Heckart is exactly what your mother said, Mike. Which ought to reaffirms man's love of their mothers.
73.
She's 73,
wow.
Is exactly the right age.
Wow.
That's very, very good. Lisa, I'm going to start with you on the next one.
Okay.
Because even if I didn't, we'd start with you anyway.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to be rude. I apologize.
Oh, just listen to her. She's so sweet.
No, I didn't mean to be. I'm sorry.
You don't mean to be sweet?
No, I didn't mean to be rude.
If you're not rude, you're on the wrong show.
I'll just sit back here and listen to you guys fight it out.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Who's the next person?
Okay, Lisa, the next person is the British Prime Minister, because I know you happen to be a British Prime Minister fan, and you know the ages of all of them, including Winston Churchill when he died. But this is John Major, who's the British Prime Minister, having succeeded Margaret Thatcher. Mm-hmm. And how old would you say John Major is?
Wow.
Kind of it was what we call a toughie.
That is this time.
Not an actual legitimate word, but kind of a cutesy word that we in quiz shows use.
I would say 58.
58. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Mike in Metro, what do you say?
I'll probably say about 46.
46. And Tony?
I'm going to have to say 51.
Okay. Norma, what do you say?
The way Tony said that sounds like he knows something.
Such conviction.
I'm going to say 60.
Okay. And Ruth, what do you think?
I'm going to say 58 again. I'm going to stay with my lottery number.
Yeah, 58 is good, and that's what Lisa said also.
Oh, she did? Oh.
Yeah, so, and Russ, what do you say?
I will say 54.
54. Okay, let's check now. The British Prime Minister, John Major, let's see how old he actually is.
Anyone have any ideas what I can use?
How about... Hail Britannia.
I thought we had it, but we don't.
We don't have Hail Britannia.
Oh, circumstance.
Okay, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
Oh, how I about, could sing that.
Wait a minute.
How about the White Cliffs of Dover?
White Cliffs of Dover is very good. A pomp and circumstance is good.
Oh, okay.
Trumeria.
Even my idea, I get a prize. Thank you.
British Prime Minister John Major is now stepping up to the platform.
That's for our president, isn't it?
Pardon me?
No, that's
Hail to the King. Pomp and circumstance for our president?
Well, it's kind of a universal kind of theme.
Oh.
It's the kind I think they played when I stepped up to get my high school diploma. at one of America's great high schools.
I always knew you were that important.
Yes. Well, I wasn't just me. Everybody else in the graduating class also stepped up to the same tune, as I recall.
And it was written at your age, too.
Yeah, it was it was a brand new tune.
I love you. You know that.
It just
reached... That's an onage.
It reached spot number 3 with Bullets, as I recall. At that time, it was...
Very good.
It makes you want to give very inspirational kind of speeches. And furthermore, as you go out into the world, you will pick up the mess and the... The actual age of British Prime Minister John Major is 49 years old, and that would mean...
We were off.
Let me see, 49... Tony said 51, which is within 2 years.
What did Mike say?
And Mike, let's see, what did Mike said? 46, he was 3 years. And I believe it's Tony. Tony came the closest to 51.
You're good at this.
Very good, Tony.
It was some easier ones. I just woke up.
I got off my crib sheet, but I made it out.
Tony, is there a booby prize for somebody that gets nothing?
You and me tied.
Are we?
Yeah.
We'll have coffee. I'm glad I'm not alone.
The BZ people
do
keep winning.
Like an actor that you can put...
I notice the WBZ people keep winning.
So I keep, you know, I've piled.
Well, I'm a semi WBZ person. You notice I have a zero.
So. How you feel.
Tony, I can't control your microphone. If you want to be heard, you better turn yourself up louder.
Okay, no, here. Now
we
need
a theme song for
Bob Riley.
Okay.
Is it? I'm here, right?
You are?
Yeah, you're there.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have like a younger set that you could?
Yes, I have a younger one right this very moment. As a matter of fact, Lisa.
Okay.
This is the tennis player, Jennifer Capriati.
Oh, okay. 17. Okay.
You want to say 17?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying, Lisa? I didn't even ask you, but you're saying 17.
Okay, sorry.
17. That's okay.
He's pumped for the game.
What's that, please?
He's pumped for the game. Listen to him.
Yeah. Okay.
He's ripping.
No. Is Tony mad at me?
Tony is mad at you. As a matter of fact, he's mouthing, "I hate her guts."
I am not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Lisa, stop it. I am not mad at you, Norm. No, don't.
Let's play Brenda Lee's record of "I'm Sorry for."
Okay, let me ask you, Ruth. How old do you think Jennifer Capriati is?
18.
18. You say 18.
18.
And Norma, what do you say?
I'm going to say 16.
16. Okay, and let's see, Russ.
I'm going to go with 16 as well.
16 as well. And Tony?
16 as well. Well.
16 as well. Well. And Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to go with 15.
15. Okay. Let's check the actual age of a tennis star, Jennifer Capriati. There she is. She's volleying right now with Bobby Riggs.
Oh!
Sorry.
Yeah. and he's losing. Okay. Jennifer Capriati is actually 16 years old.
Oh, my God.
So Norma and Tony and Russ all won that round.
I can't believe I got one.
Yay, Norma.
Yeah.
We can't have any coffee now.
Congratulations.
Okay, so
okay,
the...
Okay, you bring the coffee. I'll bring the croissant.
Okay.
Okay, the after four rounds, let's see now.
Boo.
Tony has three out of four.
Tony's doing great.
He's
Tony
doing
he always does great.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, he does do very well. And having one apiece would be Russ, Norma, and Mike, and Ruth and Lisa, adorable as they are, are just really down the toilet with no wins at all.
But I can sing the words to Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
But can you sing the words?
You know because you were there that night in Berkeley Square.
My father used to like that song.
I love that
song. I know all the words to White Coats of Dover.
No, I
when are you going to have that contest name that tune?
Yeah. How about Rosie the Riveter? You know that one,
yep,
too?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
By the end of the
okay.
Norm, I was Rosie the Riveter. I was a welder.
You were a welder?
Well, World War II, yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, shall we try another name of somebody born on this date, the 29th? How about John McLaughlin? Or McLaughlin, as you sometimes call him, McLaughlin Report, and has CNBC, does an interview program and stuff. John McLaughlin. Okay, let's start with you, Norma. How old is John McLaughlin?
I don't even know him. This has got to be a real guess. I know the name.
He's a very interesting man.
Yeah.
57.
Good. 57. Okay, and Mike, what do you think?
I'm going to go with 61.
61. Okay, and Lisa?
I'm going to go with 63.
And Ruth?
Well, I might as well give you my zero. 54.
54.
I don't know who he is.
Okay.
Really.
You don't know
who he is?
I don't know who he is either.
I mean, I know who he is, but I don't really see him, watch him much, so I don't know where
he is. Me either.
I can't tell you how many lines he has in his face.
Norm?
Yes?
Who is he?
No, a commentator, really, a columnist, and he has a number of programs on television, including the McLaughlin Report, in which he has a group of other news people, and they discuss issues of the day, and he also has an interview program on the CNBC, the NBC's business station on cable.
Really?
In which he interviews people. Yeah, he's I think you'd recognize him if you saw him.
And if anyone saw,
I don't recognize the name.
If anyone saw the Cheers anniversary show,
he was on that.
He was the pan. He was hosting the panel. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. How old would you say is then, Tony?
I'm going to have to say 73. He looks at least.
Whoa.
I'm going to go with Tony.
No, you already said 63, Lisa.
No,
you said 63 because you already guessed
you.
What's that, please?
Can I change my mind?
Listen to that sweet voice.
Isn't that, what do you think? What do you think, Tony? Should I have her change?
No, go ahead.
Okay,
Tony,
change.
Can I go with you?
Listen, if she wins, would you please get her a date with Wolfie, though? That would be a great prize.
Okay, give another guess then, Lisa.
All right, I'm going to say, I don't even know who he is. That's not fair.
She's going to go with me, I think.
I'm going to go with Tony.
So you're going to say 73. You're going to go from 63 to 73, is that right?
Yeah, I'm staying.
Okay, and Russ, what do you think?
Well, I think if Tony was looking for a sound effect to play, the sound of snoring, because he is the dullest man there
really
is.
Think so?
Oh, he's awful.
I think he's a riot.
Oh, I was
Tony?
Because I think
no
he's interesting,
way.
Too.
Not Tony.
No,
Tony.
No way, Jose.
You're not making yourself clear.
No, we're talking John McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
I was going to say, Tony's very exciting.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think, Russ? If I may hear you among the crowd, how old would you say?
I'll say 65.
65. Okay. Okay. Let's check the actual age of John McLaughlin. And it says here in next to the asterisk, anybody who followed Tony's guess is really stupid. You were much closer before, Lisa, until you went to 60. Yeah, because he's actually 65 years old, which is what Russ said.
I said 62.
Yeah, I said 65. You said 63 originally, which was closer than 73, which you eventually signed in on. But anyway, Russ Gannon was the winner of that.
Yay.
And okay, that's about the last of the ones for today. But I'll give you a couple for some other days. Like Tuesday is the birthday of Ed Marinaro. Do you know that name?
Yes. Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues. Nice-looking athletic guy.
Well,
do
you know that...
and there's doing
Saturday
some...
Saturday Night Sisters.
Pardon me?
Nancy Walker.
He's the husband of one of the sisters on Saturday Night is the name of the show is Sisters.
Oh, I
That's
see.
That's right. And he's also on a commercial for spaghetti sauce.
Yeah,
24
he does
hours a
spaghetti
day.
Sauce commercial. Yeah.
It's almost as good as Gold Bond, I'll tell you.
No, what is... Lisa, what did you just say?
No, I was just saying about Nancy Walker, who was... she died, I guess, the other day, which was... She was great.
Well, no, what is she? Is there some relationship between Nancy Walker and what we've been saying?
What
was she in a series with Ed Marinaro? Why did you bring up Nancy Walker's name?
No, because she had died and she was wonderful.
I see.
Are you guys laughing at me?
Yes, I believe they are.
That's the object of the game. We all kind of really make.
Are you laughing at me?
No. Yes, no. I'm explaining to you that. We all, during the game, we all tend to laugh at each other and make jokes about each other.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that the Bounty Woman.
Yeah, yeah. See, we were talking about Ed Marinaro. There was the guy whose birthday. And you see, you understand that.
Tony, she didn't hear that.
I said Ed Marinaro made a commercial.
I see, and he spilled stuff. He spilled the spaghetti sauce, and Nancy Walker had to clean it up with Bounty. Is that the connection?
Right.
Norman?
Yes.
David's going to kill me.
He may not be the only one.
Yeah, he's
going to
kill me.
Tony?
Grinding his fist thing. I'm going to kill you, Lisa.
Tony?
Yes?
She should remember. She should have heard you the night you said, Norma, shut up.
Yeah, but see, we've known you longer, so we feel we can say that to you. We're a little shy about it.
You'll know that you're only kidding and everybody just having fun.
That's right. It is. It's a whoopee-doo kind of game.
Well, anyway,
here.
They wrote a new song for you.
That's nice. No, you already said that, but I appreciate that a lot. Okay, let's guess Eddie Marinaro's age now, because he's been standing in the wings waiting for people to guess his age, and he's getting kind of antsy about this. We'll start with Mike on this one. How old would you say Ed Marinaro is?
Ed Marinaro?
No, I'm not asking you, Lisa. Hold on a minute. I'm asking Mike.
But, Norm.
No, I'm asking Mike. Hold on, Lisa. Hold on till we get to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What do you think, Mike?
38.
Okay.
Exactly.
I see. Okay. Okay. Ruth, what do you think?
I think he's... been around a little bit. I'd say 44.
44. Okay. And what do you think, Lisa?
Is Tony there?
I'm right here.
No, we're just... It doesn't really matter. We're trying to guess how old Ed Marinaro is.
Tony?
Yes?
What do you think?
Hey, Lisa, give me a guess, okay?
Do I know who he is? I mean, does he...
You want to make a guess?
No, I'd say 41.
41. Okay.
But does...
Norma, what do you think?
I'm going to go with 44.
Okay, and Tony?
The loser, Norma.
I don't know.
The story of my life.
40.
Yeah.
41. 40, no, I think he's going to be 45.
45, okay. And Russ?
Oh, Norm.
Uh-oh.
39.
You do it so well, there's no need for me to do it at all. You know... If you didn't do it so well, then who is that woman who keeps popping up a whole lot? You know Rochester?
Hmm.
I wonder if you could take the Maxwell and run over her. Okay. The actual age of Ed Marinaro is... I can't believe this. Keep playing the drums for the next hour and a half, and I'll just go home now. I don't know. There was a long drum solo on Mr. Spinola, and I decided I'd like to go home. Ed Marinaro actually is 41 years old. Actually, Lisa got that.
Hey!
All right. Has she never heard of me?
See, that's the key. If you haven't heard of anybody, you have a better chance of getting it.
Yes, because she told you about Nancy Walker.
That's right, too. And it had to do with sauce spilling all over the Bounty.
No, I only...
Yeah, sauce on the Bounty, as a matter of fact. That was a movie, as I recall.
It's got to be good stuff if it can suck up Niagara Falls.
That's not the stock market in here, isn't it?
I'm glad I woke up for this, I'll tell you.
And that's next Tuesday. The this is an interesting program, or three programs actually in one. Because we're terribly busy and we have a lot of programs. We try to do them all at the same time. So it's kind of like the Olympics, only instead of on three separate channels, we're all on the same station.
It's a single triple cast.
Yeah.
I was still only thinking about Nancy Walker. She was a nice person.
Yes.
With the bounty ads and everything.
Yes. Yes, he was, yes.
David's going to kill me. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, no. And,
I don't need to be afraid.
Just waiting for the sedation to kick in.
Tony making fun of me.
Right, yes.
That wasn't me.
No, nobody's making fun of you. No, not at all.
Don't forget to watch the ice skating tonight.
No. We're not laughing at you, we're laughing.
Matter of fact, one of the first shows, when I remember first being married, the first show was, speaking of Nancy Walker, and I don't know why I'm encouraging you by continuing this, Lisa. But she was in a show called On the Town, and she sang, I'm a Good Cook.
Yes.
You remember that one?
Yes, I do.
And there's one line in it, I'm a good cook, is something, something, my oven's the hottest in town. You remember that line in that?
Yes.
Are you speaking, Lisa? You know that song?
Yes, I do. She was in a play, and she did that.
Well, yeah, that was On the Town. It was a Broadway show, Broadway musical.
Lisa's ovens are the hottest in town.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, wasn't she in the movie where she sang, Milkman, keep those bottles quiet?
Wow, I know that one.
No, I don't. Know the words. No, I know.
It was a long time ago. I think it was her.
It could be.
She was in a TV series just recently now.
Well, she was Rhoda Morgenstern's mother.
Yes, now, on Sunday night.
Oh,
I don't
True
know the name.
Colors.
Tony, you know
right.
the name
True Colors.
True Colors.
Right, right.
True, yeah, mm-hmm. right.
Okay. She was great in Murder by Death. That was her my favorite in that.
And she has been ill for 2 years.
Yes, she was a maid to work. That one that Rock Hudson was
McMillan
in.
And wife.
Yeah,
McMillan and wife.
Well, now that we've spanned the career of Nancy Walker.
Yeah, that's right.
Giving her a fitting, fond farewell as we sail into the sunset.
Okay, this is, how about Rhea, also born on the 31st? Tuesday, is that the 31st?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Also born on Tuesday the 31st was Rhea Perlman, married to Danny DeVito, and she's on Cheers. And let's find out how old she is. Let's start with Russ on this one. Rhea Perlman, talk real loud, would you, Russ?
Okay, Norm.
And don't allow any spaces in between your words, okay?
37, Norm.
37 is good. Okay, that's kind of nice. I'll keep talking when you're not, and we'll just keep it moving right along. Tony, what do you think? Keep talking, no matter if you get...
40, she's about, think about this, Cheers. Ray Perlman and Danny DeVito's wife, they're about the same size. I think when they had babies, they're probably larger than they were when they were born. I think she's about, did you ever watch that show on Thursday night? 40-something.
You lose, Tony.
44. I tried.
Okay, 44 is okay. Norma, what do you think?
38, That was a secret. Just let out an answer.
Okay. Yeah, the question is, what is Rhea Perlman's bust size? She hopes. Lisa, how old do you think? How old do you think?
I say she is 38.
38 also. You're saying the same as Norma, okay?
Yes, did anybody mention anything about Nancy Walker?
No, give me a break, Tony.
Ruth, what do you think?
I'm going to say 39.
You're going to say 30?
Russ.
39. She said 39.
Could you imagine a room, with two Jack Benny's in it?
Why couldn't
Rochester.
Tony, is that you?
No.
You're funny.
That's Jack Benny.
I've come, you know, from the dead in order to haunt Lisa. You know, you see. Okay, Mike, what do you think?
I'm 44.
44. Okay, let's actually check the age of Rhea Perlman.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Sometimes you want to go away. Okay, the actual age of Rhea Perlman. I'm never coming to this party again. This is the rowdiest bunch of
hoodlums.
Tony, just hide and listen to
okay.
this. I'm going to take you to the movie.
Okay. Is this really New England's news and information station?
No.
On
no,
the threes?
We're just a fledgling station, a 1 kilowatt.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Anybody thinks this is WBZ, you're mistaken. It's not us at all.
Getcha.
Okay, the actual age of Rhea Perlman is 44, and
that
means that Mike and Tony. Did I just go through this? No, Mike and Tony are the winners on that one.
Zero gets a prize tonight, right?
Yeah, Tony has no. We're running through the score so far. With Tony, he's got 1, 2, 4.
That's my name.
Tony's got 4. Russ has 2. Norma has 1. So has Lisa.
Lisa has 0.
And no, Lisa has 1. And Ruth has 0.
Yeah. Ooh.
But not in my eyes, Ruth, baby.
Oh, thank you, honey.
And Mike has 2. So let's do just one more, okay? And then let me get the hell out of here.
You're a sucker for punishment, Norm.
Yeah, really, Norm.
That's right.
Norm?
Yes.
Can we pick sides?
Pardon me?
Can we pick sides?
Can you pick 5?
No, sides. Like, can we team up?
No, you can't.
You know,
you can't.
I'm really glad you're on.
No, it's in the WBZ Dumb Birthday Game rule book. It says you cannot pick sides. Otherwise, you will be glued to the ceiling.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Yes,
I just wanted to just say, I mean, not insulting the lady, but I wish Dave Maynard was listening to this because he says I talk a lot.
Is that Ruth talking?
I believe it is Ruth talking.
Yes, it is.
Okay, here's next Friday, the 3rd of April, is Marlon Brando's birthday. I thought that might be a fun game, to guess.
I could have been someone. I could have been someone.
Could have been a contender. You could have been a contender. No,
that a new girlfriend.
No.
Tony's on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That was Walter Lipschitz who just said that.
Was that you, Tony?
Tony, are you Tony?
Okay, let's start with Russ on this one. How old is
He started with me last time.
Oh, the last time. Then we'll start with Mike this time. It doesn't matter who we start with. It just keeps going. Marlon Brando. Mike, could you tell me how old Marlon Brando is?
He is.
We'll be next. No, hold on, Lisa. We'll get to you in a second. I swear to God we'll get to you.
I hope my friends are listening, too.
You don't have any more friends.
If we don't get to you, may my hand hang limp, O Israel. It may not.
I don't know what that means.
Meantime, I don't know what it means, except I was going to plant a tree in Lisa's name in Israel. Okay, Mike, what do you say? How old will Marlon Brando be next Friday? And keep talking no matter whether you get to say something or not.
I know. I'm going to go with
68. Okay. And Ruth, what do you think?
I was just going to say the same thing.
68.
You only have the new girlfriend, isn't it?
Marlon has a new girlfriend?
He has a new girlfriend, and he has his other girlfriend pregnant at the moment. How's that? Just read that.
Way to go.
Yeah, lucky.
With his second child.
That makes me feel kind of good at his age because he's actually older than I am.
Oh, there's a hand.
Hey, Lisa, you there? Did we lose Lisa?
No.
Yeah, we did.
Did she just hang up?
Yeah, there was a clucking just then.
Yeah, there was.
I think, I'm sorry, do you think we insulted her? At least
Yep, that was her line.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
I will have to call her back.
I just snapped my finger. It might have hit the
telephone.
No.
Oh, wow. Now we all feel really bad, don't we? No, not at all. No,
no, because I don't think she hung up. Maybe she got disconnected.
Okay.
Was that you, Tony?
Okay, I tell you what, Tony, I'll ask you to give your guess next, and then you can call her back if you have a chance.
Okay, that's
see
fine.
See if she has a guess, okay?
My feelings were hurt.
Okay.
Let's see.
Marlon Brando, in case you forgot who we're talking about.
No, yeah. I'm just taken aback by that.
What,
I'm the only one who can hang up on you. Let me see. Marlon Brando, he's, I guess the consensus has been 68, hasn't it?
Correct.
We've had a couple of guesses along those lines.
I'm going to go with 68.
You're going to go with 68. Okay. All right.
And I'll put myself on hold.
Okay. And Norma, what do you think?
This is a real guess, but a big round 71.
A big round 71.
Yeah.
Somehow that didn't seem like a round number to me. But
well, he's big and round, so I was just being a wise guy.
I see. Okay.
80 is a big round number, but just...
That's right. That's right. And
it's not a guess. It's just a big round number.
That's right.
But I wanted 71.
Yeah. I'd say like 1,000 or is a big... 8,000 is a big round number.
That it is, yeah.
Yeah. And how old would you say he is, Russ?
8,000.
Okay.
Or has that been said?
No.
I'll go with 69.
69. Okay. Now, let's see. I think Tony was trying to get Lisa back on the line.
I'm back.
Is Lisa back there again? No. We got Lisa. Are you there, Lisa?
I hope she didn't get her feelings hurt.
Oh, somebody called in on that line, so we can't clear the line to get to Lisa. Okay. Well, we'll let it go at that anyway, then. And let's see the actual age of Marlon Brando. Okay, here's the actual age of Marlon Brando. Do we have a little music or anything? Oh, of course.
Ay, ay, dee, dee, oh, city boom, 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 yay.
Okay, the actual age of Marlon Brando is 68. He's saying
he should be. That was good. I finally got one. Yay!
Yay!
That means everybody.
Not out on the curb all by yourself.
Everybody in the panel has won at least one.
And in Lisa's memory. Let's give her one for that. She probably
agreed. Okay, well, she got one anyway before, so she's. And she might very well have gotten that, too.
Agreeing with Tony.
Hope she called back.
That's
right. Yeah. I hope so. Tony actually got 5.
No. Wow.
Yes, she did. 5 out
Tony,
of 8.
Tony,
you did
too good.
Wow. Is that you, Russ?
Yeah. Take a gift out of petty cash, Tony. Was that you, Tony?
And Russ got 2 correct answers. Norma has 1. Lisa had 1. Ruth had 1.
Yay!
And a couple, 3 as a matter of fact, from Mike. Mike did very well.
And 4 for the little boy.
And who lives down the lane. That's right. That's exactly right.
How many
so
did
I guess
get?
I won, didn't I?
You won again. That's
well
correct.
Tried.
How many did Lisa get?
No, would you like some aspirin?
What I'm doing right now, I'm sticking my finger down my throat.
I think, Norm, you should really call her back and see if we hurt her feelings.
No, 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 Tony,
you know,
Tony,
this is a fun game.
I feel awful if her feelings.
No, we only had one outgoing line, and Tony was trying that, and apparently somebody kind of blocked the line.
No, I mean after we hang up.
Oh yes,
because I mean after all, she has to understand this is fun and game time.
Yeah,
oh, that's right too, and everybody gets insulted.
Yeah.
We do this with everybody. That's quite true.
We're all just joking.
What's that, please?
They your theme song.
My theme song?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Mike, thank you very much for taking part in all this. I appreciate having you with us.
Tony's still there.
I had fun.
Okay, and you did very well, too. Now, thank you very much for that.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mike. And Ruth, again.
Oh, I'm glad I woke up. I didn't miss this for anything.
Oh, you would you would have hated yourself for the rest of your life had
and
you missed it.
I'll see you with the coffee.
Hey, I got to ask you a question first.
Did Dave show up at that Channel 5 thing the other night?
No, he was unable to attend at the last minute. Didn't you go?
Yes, I did, and he was wise not to have gone.
Well, I watched it, and I didn't see you on television.
No, they didn't. They ran out of time.
And Len.
I think they were showing off their computer graphics.
Yes, I know.
As a result, and that eliminated a whole lot of us.
I didn't see it, and that's the first thing David asked me. He said, was Norm on, even though I wasn't there? And
I
said, nope.
I missed it, hoping, to see both of you on. And,
I
missed it, and then I happened to see the news at night, and I said, we'll be repeating that.
Really?
Future, so now I know not to watch it.
No, it was not terribly exciting. The thing about Channel 5, when they're celebrating the 20th anniversary, they seem somehow to forget that there was a Channel 5 that was on about 15 years before they took over. Yeah. And so 20 years, they kind of rewrite history. And I find that people, this is going to sound like sour grapes, and it's really not. It's simply bitter and angry and nasty. And people on television have a way of taking whatever they do and amplifying it as though it's really fantastically wondrous. And they were busy, so busy hitting themselves on the back of their backs there, congratulating themselves, that it got to be kind of sickening after a while. I'd forgotten 5 years ago when we were on, it was just as boring, only maybe it was more boring this time.
Well, no, you and Dave were funny. That's what they said. You were the highlight of the night.
Well, this time we wouldn't have either one of us got a chance to get on.
Serious, before I hang up for a second,
yes.
I read today in the paper that Jack Hines was having an operation. Did you read that?
No, I had heard that he was.
And I wondered if you knew what hospital he was going to be, because he's having the same operation that I had, and I would like to write him a note, but I don't know where he is. Do you?
I'll try to find out.
Okay.
It's a cancer thing, is it not?
Yes, the colon cancer.
And he's having surgery. Yeah, Jack Hines is a very nice man. I wish him good health and speed. I hope everything works out well for him. He's a very decent guy.
I saw it in the paper today, but it said he was going to be out for a month.
Where was that, in the Globe or the Herald?
The Herald.
The Herald had it this morning?
In the Inside Track column,
yeah.
I believe.
Oh, really? Okay.
Or in the TV.
Dean Johnson.
Okay.
But it didn't say where.
All right, I'll see if I can find. I know that at one time Jack had done public relations and publicity for St. Elizabeth's Hospital.
Oh, is that so?
I don't know whether that means the surgery will take place there or not.
But that's where I had mine. Maybe
Did
we
you?
Have the same doctor.
Okay. I had surgery there also.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Hey, let's form a St. Elizabeth's Hospital club.
I think that would be great. A great support group.
Won't that be fun?
That would be great.
I had my operation there, too.
Oh.
Hey, you can join, too, Norm.
And if I ever have one, I plan on having it.
Tony?
Me, too.
Oh,
me, too.
Is that you, Russ?
It sure is.
And Russ is in perfect health, but he's going to try to get something wrong with him so he can go up there, too. But in all seriousness, I wish Jack well, and I'll see if I can find out where he is.
Okay, great. I appreciate it.
Okay, Ruth.
Okay.
And thanks for joining us
and
again.
And thank you.
Bye-bye now. And Norma, you're always a pleasure. You know that.
Two requests for Tony, please.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
And is Norman going to give you a tacky prize?
No, actually, because he's an employee of Westinghouse.
Oh, he gets a good one then, right?
No, he gets the
tacky as you can get.
Now, his prize is actually keeping his job. It's what is known as a Westinghouse employee incentive plan.
Bye-bye,
Norma. I don't know why I said
Unless,
that.
Of course, anyone hears this tape and then that job thing might be.
No,
You heard about Nancy Walker, right? Oh, just.
Nancy Walker.
That name rings a bell.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Hey, thank you very much for joining us, Russ.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
About 10 minutes from now.
That's it.
Okay.
I've got the column here. I'm on Jack Hines.
Okay. Okay, does it say anything? It doesn't say the hospital.
It doesn't mention the hospital, but he mentions that he told the staff he intends to be back to work in May.
Tell me. Yeah, sorry. Do sum it up. Please go on.
Oh, would you like me to?
Do read the whole thing.
Jack Hines, the Channel 56 anchor and venerable Boston TV stalwart, yesterday told station staffers he will be out of commission for a month while he undergoes and recovers from cancer surgery. Hines discovered last week he has a malignant growth on his colon. However, in a memo to the staff, he said his doctors advise him, quote, my particular type of cancer is eminently curable, end quote. Hines expects a complete and hopefully rapid recovery, and he told the staff he intends to be back in May. Hines ended his handwritten memo by saying, if you want to throw some prayers my way, I won't object. Our prayers to Jack was the way the column ended.
Okay, that's very nice, because he was at that 20th anniversary celebration the other night, and he's a very nice man, and I used to work with him at the old Channel 5 before
the 20th.
Beyond the 20th, yeah, in the old days. Which
the negative numbers.
Which they don't count anymore.
Yeah.
But he's a very bright man with a very great, good sense of humor, and if a sense of humor is going to get him through anything well, then his will, I know, and I wish him well. And thank you very much, Tony. Always a pleasure to play with you.
Sure.
You know what I mean.
I think I do. Bye, Norm.
You want to hang up on me? Oh, he did. He hung up on me.
The WBZ box office is open.
Win tickets to the Boston Symphony Orchestra's Salute to Symphony featuring Seiji Ozawa and Boston Pops conductor John Williams Monday, April 13th at Symphony Hall. You could win tickets to this and other area events when you become a member of the WBZ Box Office Club. It's easy to join. Just send your name, address, and telephone number on a postcard to the WBZ Box Office, 1170 Soldiers Field Road, Boston, 02134. Send your postcard in today and your tickets could be on their way from WBZ AM 1030.
The time is a couple of minutes before 4 o'clock. We'll take some more calls right after the news, which are coming up obviously in a couple of minutes. 254-1030, area code 617. Let's do the 5-day WBZ AccuWeather forecast for meteorologist Roy Gallant. Today, Sunday, sunny and windy. High temperatures about 50 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear, not so windy. Lows 30 to 35 degrees. Monday, increasing cloudiness. Chance of rain late in the day, highs 50. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 50. And Wednesday, sunny, with highs very close to 50 degrees also. I got the hiccups. What's so funny about having the hiccups? I don't know, on television they'd make a whole half-hour documentary over it. Anyway, it's a minute before 4 o'clock, and the temperature at the moment outside our WBZ studios, plush and not overly ostentatious as they are, 34 degrees. Beautiful thing by Merle Pitkin, WBZ studio pianist. It's called An Ode to Chicken Fat. Now, that was one of my stupid remarks. Okay, we have a lot of open lines now. I'd love to hear from you. 254-1030, area code 617. Anything that's on your mind, I'd love to hear about. Unless it's a really derogatory, nasty remark, biting and cutting, which would make me feel just terrible. See you in a little bit, old sport.
You're never more than 10 minutes away from the latest WBZ AccuWeather forecast, exclusively on New England's news and information station, WBZ, Boston.
I believe that Ode to Chicken Fat was later followed up by the award-winning composition, A Ballad for Bacon Grease. But don't quote me on that. I have a question for you. Do you have a watch to sell? Well, listen up if you do.
Let's talk about old watches you want to buy this month. I understand your collectors have started buying additional watches.
Clark, that's right. We need the following watches for our collectors. Omega Constellation in 14 and 18 karat gold cases with calendars. Universal Genie Tri-Compact stainless steel in gold cases. Novato Triple Dates, all models. All Breitling Navitimers. La Coultre 3 Dial and Moon Phase watches.
Call 1-800-338-8150 for a quote on your watch. 1-800-338-8150. Sell your old watch for extra vacation cash.
Now's the time to sell. Prices have never been higher. We are still paying premium prices for all Rolex, Patek Philippe, Vacheron Constantin, Tiffany, Cartier watches from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Call 1-800-338-8150. Our experienced staff will explain this simple program to you. Now's the time to sell. Prices have never been higher. Sponsored by Bulligan Estate and Diamond Brokers, Houston, Texas.
And on that note, it's time to close the vault and ride the radio waves home. For Lisa in New Hampshire, Jack Benny, Russ, is that you, Gannon, and the old sport, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.